I really like sour beers, but I like it when they're more sour, like lemons, and not like Warheads. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are going to indulge in life and craft beer. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am your beer-loving gal pal of a host. And today we are going to talk about visiting new breweries. I know when I first started drinking beer, going to a new brewery was terrifying for me. It's possible that those of you that are listening can't relate to this, but I imagine a number of you can, where it's just a little spooky. You don't know what the beer is going to taste like. I was always nervous that the bartender, if I was going to ask too many questions, would think I was just straight up idiot. So there was a little bit of anxiety that kind of came along the way with visiting a new brewery. So today I'm going to give you guys some tips so that you can walk into a new brewery like you own the place, and we can make sure you get something fantastic to drink instead of something that's just so-so. Sounds good? Here we go. So tip number one on how to walk into a brewery like you own the place is skip over the names of the beer on the menu and only focus on the descriptions. It can be incredibly overwhelming if you're not only in a new place with new people, but you're reading a bunch of words that you maybe can't pronounce. Maybe they're in a different language. Who knows? If you're familiar with styles, cool, read all the names. But if you are a beer beginner and you're resonating with these kind of feelings of getting a little antsy when you go to a new brewery, just cut that out. Skip the names. Instead, what I want you guys to do is read the descriptions of each of the beers below and look for flavor profiles that you have identified that you've enjoyed before. So, do you like peanut butter beers? Look for something that says nutty. Do you like really sour beers? Look for something that talks about citrus, that says tart, that says pucker. Oh, I hate that. I don't love that word, but if you're looking for sour, that's what you're going to look for. If you like things on the sweeter side, look for comparisons to a dessert or look for chocolate. So that's what I'm going to recommend. Tip number one, skip straight to the descriptions. Tip number two, going to be pretty obvious, but I want you guys to chat up the beer tender. Although sometimes I know it can be a little intimidating, beer tenders, for the most part, are some of the friendliest people that I know. And because most craft breweries are small businesses, most of the time, the people working behind the bar are either brewers or help along the brewing process, or sometimes you'll even catch an owner. And so not only can they help you dissect that menu and really identify something that you are going to love, but they can tell you the cool stories about how they brewed the beer, why they named it that way. I know one of my favorite breweries down here, in fact, Totem Brew House, they name a lot of the beers after their family members. And I love hearing the stories about not only who that family member was, but why that particular family member got a beer. So really, nothing to lose. I'm here to cheer you on. Put on your big girl confidence pants, chat up that beer tender. It is going to enhance your beer drinking experience tenfold, guaranteed. Some things that you can say if you need a starting place with them is you can say something like, I'm really new to trying IPAs. I tried one that kind of tasted like this before and I liked it. Do you have anything similar? That's a great starting point. You can also try and use flavor words, much like we were looking for our flavor descriptors on the menu, use those same flavor descriptors when talking to them. So you could say something like, I really like sour beers, but I like it when they're more sour, like lemons and not like Warheads. Or I like a little bit of bitterness, but I like bitter like grapefruit, not like pine trees. And the more information you give them, the better recommendation they're going to do. So that, my friends, is tip number two, chat up your beer tender, and who knows, maybe you'll make a best friend along the way. All right, moving on to my third tip on how to walk into a brewery like you own the place. So we've talked about looking at the menu, chatting it up with the beer tender. Sometimes though, it makes the most sense to just start tasting and let your mouth be your guide. Every craft brewery that I have been to, they want to make sure that you're having the best time possible and you're drinking delicious things, because that means you're going to tell your friends about them and probably come back at least one or two more times, or hopefully a bunch more, maybe even grab some stuff to go. So what they can do, if the menu isn't really doing it for you, maybe you're kind of having an antisocial day and you don't want to talk to people, you can just ask for a little splash, a little sip, if you will, to see if it makes you happy or not. And they're going to pull out this cute little cup. It's literally going to be a little swig of beer, but it's enough for you to swish around a little bit, give it a little sniff, give it a little sip, and choose if you like it or not before having to commit and buy a more expensive glass of beer. So pretty straightforward. Tip number three, get a cute little taster glass. And my final tip is prioritize drinking flights of beers. This is my number one tip. If you look at the menu and there's a bunch of things that you're excited about, I think the more beers that you try, the more comfortable you will be on the brewery scene. What I like about flights is they're only 4 or so ounces. And typically, of course, depending on the brewery and kind of what their setup is, but typically flights you get anywhere from like 4 to 6 little beers. So it's just small enough. Like if you totally hate it, you can still like glug, glug, and it's gone. And you can learn like, okay, that's not my drink. But it's enough where if you do really like it, it's more than that little taster sip. The other thing that's really magical about it is maybe if you're learning about a new style and you chat it up with a bartender. So myself, for example, I've really struggled in getting into IPAs. They really confuse me. I haven't found a whole bunch that I liked until this year. And how I started getting into it is I would let my beer tender know, hey, I'm working on IPAs. I'm still kind of a noob. I really like sour IPAs and I really like hazy IPAs, but can you build me a flight easing into some of the bigger, bolder flavors? And that's exactly what they did. And it made it so much more enjoyable. And I was able to appreciate the different IPAs because it was like a little gym warm-up. So I started with what I was comfortable with, and then I started to push towards the edge of my comfort zone. So flights are good for a lot of things, which is why it is my top tip on trying a new brewery. They're awesome for trying out the menu, easing into a new style, and you're cutting down some of that risk on if you totally hate the beer. So that's it, guys. Just to do a quick recap, these are the things that I would recommend doing to help you walk into a brand new brewery like you own the place. Number one, don't read the names of the beer. Skip straight to those descriptions. Number two, chat up the beer tender. They're probably super nice and you're going to have a great time with them. Number three, get a little taster before you commit. And of course, my favorite, number four, try a flight to truly get to know the heart and soul of the brewery. Well, that is it for today's show. If you guys are enjoying going along this beer journey with me, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any craft beer news. And I will catch you guys next time. Cheers.